Hi guys, it's me, Queen, and I have Mai here with you.
Hi.
And today, we're not feeling very well, physically, so please excuse us if we sound like we are dying, because we are. Very on
I
brand.
literally just woke up, so that's why I sound so tired and I'm having a cold.
Okay.
Whatever.
Well,
Okay, so what are we
that's
gonna talk about today?
we're gonna talk about being vegan during Tet Holiday, and I don't think we really need to explain what Tet Holiday is. If you don't know what it is, please Google it, because it's very long for us to explain. But I think you may also know it as Chinese New Year's, but it's not only just Chinese, it's also Vietnamese thing.
Of
So
course.
yeah, of course. Tet Holiday is quite challenging for vegans, especially if you just went vegan for the new year and now you're like, what am I gonna do during Tet Holiday? Well, we're gonna show you what you're gonna do. And warning, it's not gonna be nice, okay?
I think with that holiday right at the corner, I think it's this survival guide can be like really helpful for any vegan or vegetarians out there. Like how to survive, how do you even survive that holiday being vegan? It's simple, but it's not that simple. And today we're gonna share with you some tips and tricks to help you get around with it. So first of all, we're gonna talk about some of the difficulties of being vegan during Tet Holiday. And then we're gonna talk about what dishes we're gonna make this year, because of course we want to have a little bit of the Tet spirit in us, right? Especially you, because you don't really celebrate that holiday
No.
in the US.
No. Because, like, I'm alone, and the point of Tet is to be with your family. So, like, why am I celebrating it alone? And it's just too much for me, so I'm not
Just a
asking.
question.
Okay, what
Just a
question?
question. Do you celebrate that holiday with your housemates? Like, because I know your housemates are Vietnamese.
No. No, because it's
You don't get along well.
we don't get along well. Well, that's another conversation for another day. But I don't do that with them, because they cook a lot of things, and all of the things that they cook are not vegan, and the kitchen is very small, so I don't feel like, getting there and spoiling things as well. So yeah, I don't celebrate for a number of reasons, but that's kind of like one of them. Anyway,
A big one.
well, another conversation for another day. So, but yeah, so first of all, as vegans, Tet Holiday is hard, because a lot of the food that is traditionally served during Tet is not are not vegan. Like you will have like thịt kho, like a braised pork in fish sauce and soy sauce or something like that. I don't know how it's cooked, but yeah, you have like a braised pork dish, and then you would have bánh chưng or bánh tét, which is like a I don't know what it is. I don't know how to explain
Like
it.
okay, like people usually just translate it as like Vietnamese sticky rice cake, which is like so
So weird.
sketchy.
Google it. We will put it down below. And it's like it usually has some kind of pork or pork belly, I think, in inside, along with mung beans. That kind you can find it vegan. Don't even bother making it yourself. If you feel like having bánh chưng, you can totally find it vegan. It's basically the same thing, just without the pork. So what you would have the mung bean
Oh,
instead of.
like it's, I think they also have banana bánh tét,
Oh
which is really good.
yeah, it's really good. It's a sweet kind of, it would be weird if you have never tried it before, because I remember the first time I tried it, like the idea of like steam cooked banana wrap.
That sounds kind of weird, right?
Yeah, that sounds weird to me, but it's so good. It is really good. And I don't know what they do with the banana or the kind of a banana, but it's red.
Right, I have no idea why, but it's either red or kind of maroon,
So
purple-ish
it's
color.
you cannot tell it's a banana until you taste
Yeah,
it.
like it looks like, I don't know, it looks like just an alien fruit or
Yeah.
something. It kind of looks like meat, to be
It looks
honest.
really
Kind of
weird.
looks meat.
Yeah.
It's super weird, but it tastes like banana, and it is banana, so.
It is traditional and it's already vegan, so like there's no need to look for it specifically, you know, like the vegan stuff. But yeah, it's you just and like yeah, I think maybe your family already have it served, so you don't even need to look for it at the store. But yeah, if you want to veganize some kind of like sticky rice cake thing, then don't even bother making it yourself because you cannot make it yourself, believe me. It's only a thing for like Vietnamese grandma to make because they are skilled. What else do we have traditionally during that?
Canh khổ qua, which
Right.
is like bitter, what is that?
Like
Bitter
bitter
melon
melon soup.
soup, but it's stuffed with like pork or some kind of fish.
Yeah, and like
Yeah,
mushroom.
anything. Yeah, basically anything you can stuff inside of a
Yeah.
bitter melon. And the word for bitter melon in Vietnamese is khổ qua, which is the pain would pass. So that's
Yeah.
why they eat it during the holiday. So all the pain, all the struggle would pass, which is a really good like symbolism, I
Yeah.
think. And it's very super easy to veganize as well.
Yeah.
And we're gonna show you in a minute.
But the pain doesn't pass, so.
Oh, definitely. That doesn't work like in 2020.
Yeah,
That
it
just did
that's
not work.
yeah. No matter how many bitter melon you ate, the pain would never
Did
pass.
not. Oh God. Is it not pass? Okay,
Yeah.
so and then you have some pickles. So traditionally you have củ kiểu. It looks
Yeah.
like onion, but it's not onion. And
Is it like shallot? Is it like pickled shallots, I think?
yes, it's not shallot. It looks like shallot, but it's not.
It's a type of
And
onion, I think.
yes, but it's so weird. And people eat it exclusively on during the Tet holiday. I have no idea why.
And
But you
what
can
happened?
also pickle your shallot because my grandmother does that. And I this might be controversial, but I think pickled shallot is way better than củ kiểu. Yeah,
Okay.
so that.
I don't know. I've never had it. I don't like it because it's too oniony. Like,
Yes,
too pungent. So, like, if
it's
you're
very
not.
pungent. It's not for like vanilla,
It's not very
citrus.
kid friendly.
Yes, like all the
Yeah.
kids like hate it.
Not kid friendly, not kisses friendly. So, if you're in a relationship, you may not want to eat that. But,
And also,
yeah.
what did you have? A lot. I just cannot think. Okay,
I know.
jiajiao.
Well, we
All the
always
fried
have some
stuff,
kind
like
of like.
jiajiao, which is like egg rolls, you fry egg rolls. And
Yeah.
then you also have porridge or chicken, something made
Right.
from the chicken. So either the chicken porridge or chicken salad or maybe both.
Yeah, definitely both. I can't think because like they want to utilize every part of the chicken.
Yeah.
Because they always have like the chicken as a tribute, you know, like a whole chicken is terrifying, on the table. I don't know, whatever. But I think the point is like you don't have to veganize the things that is traditionally served on Tet because a lot of it cannot be veganized, but you can make like that kind of that thing but vegan. Like, so instead of like a chicken congee, then you would make like a vegetable congee. It's not the same thing. It's you're not veganizing anything. You're just making like a vegan, I don't know,
Dish,
the dish
dessert,
that is
yeah.
already vegan that has the similar elements with the original traditional
Yes.
dish.
Yeah, you can call it a day. Yeah, I think that's basically everything we usually eat on during that holiday, like traditionally. You can also have like fry stuff, like French fry for the children, or fried wonton for the children as well. But yeah, it's not like super, it's not like essential, you know, it's not essential.
It's for the kids, it's not traditional.
And basically, you can have like, apart from that, you can have like anything because Tet is all about food, all about sharing food. And so you can have like, I don't know, grilled chicken, shrimp, seafoods. You can have whatever you want. You can make like noodle soups. You can do whatever you want. Another thing that's like very traditional, but not in my household, is bunbang,
Oh,
which is
what is
I think is more,
it's like a North
yeah,
Indian
it's
thing.
more like a northern thing, and
What?
I know a lot of people in the south eat that as well, but me personally, I'm not particularly fond of that. I think just really weird.
I think
I
it's
mean, it's
for
fine.
digestion issues. It's just too pungent, I think.
Yeah, it's a little pungent, but it's fine. It's not that pungent, especially if you combine it with ginger and like vegan fish sauce. It's not that pungent, but I'm not super drawn to that. You know what I mean? I'm not gravitating towards that. And my neighbors are doing some construction work right now when we just start recording. Very timely, of
Well,
course, right?
the poles or
So
something are running around on my block, so. Well, anyways, I think rather than the food, the hardest part, if you are having your first Tet holiday as a vegan, is the transport thing. Because with all of the food, the people spend so much time and so much money making, they would want you to eat that. And I'm pretty sure that most of those are not vegan, with the exception
Yeah.
of like French fries or something like that.
And the
But
pickles.
yeah, and the pickles. So if you want to eat French fries and pickles and call it a day, then please do. But we're not. We're gonna, it's kind of sad actually, but the saddest part is that you will get bombarded with very awkward questions, and it's sometimes, people are not mean to you, but they are just insensitive, kind of. So it's just very awkward. I remember my first Tet holiday as a vegan was so awkward because we have a very big family, and everyone comes to my house to have a meal. So there were like, there were so many food, and they wanted me to eat that, and they were like, you know what, it's Tet holiday, just have a bite, it's fine, you can be vegan after the Tet holiday. And I'm like, that's not how it works, thank you, please enjoy your food and just let me be me. But it was very awkward, and then you would get like weird question, like, is it like, being vegan is unhealthy, or like, when are you gonna go back to eating meat again? Like, something like that. So.
I feel like your father size of family is a little bit more annoying to you when it comes
They're
to being
harder to
vegan,
deal with.
but your mother side is apparently it's super understanding, right? Because a lot of them are actually vegetarian.
Yeah.
Right?
A lot of them are vegetarian.
Which is a really good thing. Okay, so, you know, I think one of the tips I can give you is just pretend that you went vegan because of some religious reasons. So, like, this is gonna sound like absolutely crazy to you, but when I first went vegetarian, it's not even vegan. When I first went vegetarian, I told people that I made a pact with Guan Yin Bodhisattva. Well, that went basically the Buddha, and I promised to her that I would be vegan. Because, you know, she gave me something and she granted me a wish or something. I literally would say that to people.
I heard this story. That is...
Yeah, like, I never told anybody that. Like, and I would go around saying, like, that's absolutely, the people are, like, super religious in my family. And like, oh, yeah, like, of course. No question asked, because if you made some sort of pact with
the Buddha
or the Bodhisattvas, you Bodhisattvas mean Bodhak, you cannot just break it, you know. And people are like, oh my god, this is like next level, like, commitment. I cannot question this, like, this cannot be questioned. So all the awkwardness and the questions and these stares immediately was just stop, you know, when you say that.
Oh,
and like, that is such a good, you know, it's bad because like, you're lying, because, but, you know, at the end of the day, it's about you having a good time during the holiday. So I think it's totally worth it. So if you want to use this tip, try it on your family, try it on your father, your mother, your sisters, and see how it works.
First time I heard this story from you.
It works like perfectly for me. The second thing that you can do, is tell them that you want to lose weight, because of course, you know, when this very terrible, like, kind of reinforce the stereotypes of women.
Yeah.
And beauty standard, right?
You know what?
I would not do that. But I definitely did not do that, but I think that might work as well, because of course, when a woman decided to go vegan, it's always because of her weight.
Right. Kind of true, yeah, but like, don't do that. I think,
yeah, you know what, I take that back. Like, don't do that. Like, try the religion one, but not, you know, the lose weight one. Okay, so if you are like a really good person at heart, you might not feel comfortable lying. So here are like different tips to help you with that. So the first thing that I can think of is bring your own food, which is like so important, because people cannot offer you their food, so why don't you bring your own and maybe ask them to cook it for you. So what I usually did was bringing French fries, like frozen French fries, or frozen egg rolls, or wonton, like vegan of course, or hakau, and I would ask them, like, can you make this for me, can you boil this for me, can you fry this up for me, and they would gladly do that, because, you know, it's more food, it's all about food, so it's great, right? And they cannot really refuse, because that would be really rude to them. So
you
try
to
do
make
that.
Make it already, like fry it yourself and boil it.
Yeah,
bring it in.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
And like the food, those kind of fruits are very kid friendly too, so yeah, I think
Yeah,
I was really
like I'm
happy
sure
about it.
everyone would be happy with
Yeah.
your vegan wonton or
Make
egg
sure you
roll.
bring like extra so that when you share it with
Yeah,
people,
yeah, yeah.
you will still have some for yourself, because it would suck to be a vegan and like have to deal with the socializing thing and then be hungry, you know? Or alternatively, if you just can't be bothered to be a part of society, just bring like a bar for you, find a room that nobody would be in, and just eat your Oreos and just don't talk to people. And that is exactly how
Yeah,
you
that's like, like so far, like, this is the best tip, I have to say.
Yeah,
Yeah, like mine was so much worse, I think.
that is
I feel embarrassed.
realistically speaking, you know, being in a dark room with your bar of Oreos and not talking to people and deal with their bullshit is the best thing you could do for your mental health. But I don't
What
know,
else can
like,
you do? What else can you do?
what can you? I think like you can just be straightforward, and like if you feel like people are
I guess.
stepping over the line, or they are just like, you know, too insensitive, you can just kind of like kindly back up and be like, oh, I gotta go to the toilet. And then by the time you came back, they already switched to something else, because that's how
Yeah.
conversations, you know, can get hard and very fast. Or
Yeah.
they'll call
I
you.
think that holiday is like so stressful because of that. Like people are always in the party mode, you know, like talking to this person, switch to that person, and eat, and then drink, and then it just always party mode, and it's exhausting. And also like the people in the kitchen always have to like make food,
Maybe
which
just
is.
stay in the kitchen and don't come out.
Yeah.
I feel like the kitchen is a safe place. Well, unless you feel uncomfortable with seeing, you know,
Well, that's.
animals being cooked. I mean, if you're a new vegan and you're passionate
Yeah,
about this,
I guess.
maybe like I said, an Oreo in dark room with nobody.
Or, you know, you can join the kids. You can join the kids, so because they usually always playing some, like, gambling, some games or something,
Well,
you
this
can
and
join
that.
them and nobody would bother you.
Yeah.
And yeah. What else? What else can you do? Oh my god.
You can't really do much, I
You
think.
can, okay, so this is a tip that I find to be like super useful. Try to go to some pagodas or Buddhist temples on the first day of Tet Holiday. Because first of all, free food and vegan food. Yeah, duh. Like even if you are not Buddhist, like you can go to a Buddhist temples or pagodas and have free vegan food on Tet Holiday. Like people are so welcoming. And even if you don't feel like comfortable going to, you know, a religious place that you don't feel like you belong to, a lot of people sell like vegan dishes around those pagodas or temples. Like, of course, on Tet Holiday, you have to go in line, you have to wait in line, but that should not be too much of a fuss for you. And yeah, like the vegan food is always really great. And yeah, you can buy the vegan food from vendors around pagodas, or you can, if you feel like feeling, you know, a bit extra, you can go into the pagodas and try the free food and, you know, visit the pagodas, maybe with your family members. That can be like, a really nice thing to do
Maybe
on the first day of
the
Tet
rest of your
Holiday.
family is Catholic, like my family, you can't
Oh yeah,
really,
of course.
and you can't really make an excuse about you being Buddhist. If your dad would start talking about how vegetarianism and Christianity allows you to eat like fish and eggs and stuff, and I'm like,
Yeah, that's when you have to like pull the I made a pact with the Buddha card.
Well, that would get you into trouble because my dad is quite religious. And anyways, that's a long story, but I guess like the strategy is just being straightforward. Like, you know, you have to be determined. Like, if you already decided you're gonna be vegan, you know,
of course, yeah,
then you would have to be committed. You have to be like, I'm not having this, thank you, you know, just be nice,
and you know,
back away when you get uncomfortable, then you can just go into the toilet and cry in there.
You know, a really helpful thing is to have a vegan friend or some vegan community that you can chat or talk to.
If you don't have any, you can
DM remember
on our Instagram,
right?
That we will leave down below for you, so that you would have a mental support on Ted Holiday, because you know what? Because we also need you. We also need to talk to some random vegan on Ted Holiday. Mm-hmm. We are the only vegans in our family. And
yeah, remember the last Ted Holiday that you celebrated in Vietnam?
Oh,
like, you nearly spent like so much time on the phone just complaining about, you know, people being weird about us being vegan. Prepare for that. Just be prepared for that. You know, don't think everything would go like smoothly. But also don't think that everything would be a disaster, because, you know,
well, it would be, so don't even think about it. You don't have to think about it. It will happen. But also another thing is, I know like sometimes new vegans are really passionate about this and they try to like, you know,
they prove people wrong.
Right. Lecture people, you know, like tell them that this is unethical and stuff. Like, just don't do
right,
that.
Right, right. It's so like interesting to me, like, to look at, you know, me when I first went vegetarian or vegan versus me right now. Like, now, like, I have no time for people who talk about, you know, actually, meat is really good. If you don't eat meat, like, your bones will fall out. Like, I just don't have time for that. I would not give those people
what?
My time and energy.
We just gave up on people.
Right.
We were like, you know what, there's no hope. I'm just gonna do my thing and call it a day. So I think that as a new vegan, I know you can be
so
passionate about this, but just, you know, like, just pretend like you're not, and eat your vegan food. So that, you might gonna have a bad experience, and that's fine. At least you fed yourself with food, and you don't have to cry alone. Hungry in the toilet because you feel like you don't fit in anymore.
So at the end of the day, just remember that just because you are vegan doesn't mean that you owe anybody an explanation, doesn't mean you owe anybody anything. You can just be vegan because you wanted to, because you think it's ethical, because you wanted to. So that's it. So now we're going to talk about, you know, things that we are going to do this year to celebrate Ted Holiday, because, you know, get the Ted spirit in the house is important, y'all. I never said y'all.
How did that happen?
This is so weird coming out of my mouth. Okay.
Especially with that accent.
Yeah, it's so weird. Okay.
What are you going to do?
Okay, so I'm going to make some vegan version of very traditional dishes that are usually served in the holiday. So I'm gonna veganize the culture, and I'm gonna make
which
maybe braised mushroom
is vegan.
Right, of course. I'm gonna make braised mushrooms. So, nấm kho tàu with there's no egg in it, of course.
Yeah, so it's like braised
So,
mushrooms and like
in
soy
coconut
sauce.
water, yes, soy sauce, coconut water, and just seasoning,
I
maybe a little bit
love
of
seasoning.
spice. But it's just a very simple braise. So basically, what you do is you take your mushroom, and there are some preference that you can make, but I would really suggest you use the base of the shiitake mushroom, shiitake mushroom. The base I'm talking about is basically the what we call chân nấm in Vietnamese, is the base of the mushroom. So usually, if you buy dry shiitake mushroom, you would only have like the head of the mushroom and not the whole mushroom. And the reason why you have to use the base of the mushroom is because it's super meaty, it's super
What if they
it's
can't find it?
if you cannot find it, you can, here's something you can use. You can use some kind of vegan ham, some vegan meat to do that, but usually try to find one that is not too.
Can they use like regular mushrooms, like just the head of the shiitake mushroom or
I don't think
something
that will
else
work
for
because like because the it's tetkalp, so it has
right.
something to do with meat, right? So if you want to do, if you want it to look like meat, you better just go with the base of the shiitake mushroom, or you can use jackfruit, young
Oh
jackfruit,
yeah, right, jackfruit.
which
I've also
is
used that.
can be very similar. It's definitely gonna be a bit more soft. It's gonna be softer, which is a lot of people enjoy. So if you have it available, you can use jackfruit as well.
Right, it's a green
And
young jackfruit, not like the white, yellow,
right,
sweet jackfruit.
so
Careful when
essentially what
cut.
you do is you marinate it in some sauce, some soy sauce, and some mushroom powder, and maybe some MSG, a little bit of sugar, and then you can and you leave that marinate for about an hour, and then you make a caramel with very simple caramel with just oil and sugar, and then you throw your either mushroom or jackfruit in, and then you would
Cook
add a bit water,
coconut water.
and yeah, just a bit water, and then seasoning, and then the coconut water at the end. Because if you add the coconut water from the beginning, the flavor of the coconut water will eventually evaporate very quickly. And
Interesting.
that's actually a tip from my grandmother, and I
Oh,
don't know
maybe that's
if
the tip.
that is actually work, because that is a tip for tetkalp, so it's the non-vegan version. So I don't know about the vegan version. So maybe I'm gonna follow her tip, or maybe not, because vegan is not meat, so does not require a tremendous amount of time to cook through. So I don't think I
Fair
would
enough, but
have
if it
to
sounds
really
strong.
worry about that. So yeah, so that is the nấm kho tàu or mứt kho tàu.
Yeah.
You can also add some tofu or vegan ham into that if you feel like it. I actually done like đậu hũ kho tàu, which is the same dish but just tofu,
Yeah.
and it was actually quite good. It's actually very hard to have all the flavors penetrate through the block of tofu. So you would definitely need to marinate it beforehand. But I think with
I would never make that because it sounds like too much work. It's like, you know, you gotta marinate it and then you gotta do the caramel on it and simmer it and it's like, oh my
god. Yeah, but like, it's actually really easy. Like for me, it's actually easy. If you feel like lazy, you don't even have to do the caramel because the whole thing about the caramel is that it should the color should look like. It should not look like the normal tatar, you know, it should look more translucent, it should look more, more white, I guess. more pale, that's the word. So that's it for the vegan tatar tao. And then I would also make hohuan nyoi, which is stuffed watermelon, stuffed bitter melon soup. And essentially it's the same dish, but instead of using meat as a stuffing, you should use some kind of tofu. And there are like so many recipes online, I wouldn't even bother like guide you through this. I'm gonna put a link down below and you can watch it for yourself. But it's actually very easy to do. I tried it and it's actually easier than it seems. The most important thing is that you need to squeeze out all the water in the tofu. Like, that is the most important thing. And if you can do that, then, you know, basically success. Yeah.
Do you think that it is very similar to the non...
To the what?
The non-vegan version.
Oh, yeah, it's super similar. But, like, okay, so the base... So, maybe the main difference is that... Okay, first of all, the stuffing. But also the broth. So... You can play with the broth a little bit. So what I actually seen people do is that they would put a lot of vegetable in the broth and then they would scoop that out. Like, so what do they put in the broth? So carrot, white radish, so daikon, or some mushroom, or some moof. I don't know what that is in English. Is some kind of gourd or some kind of
like squash, I think.
I don't know, but it gives the broth very nice sugary flavor, so that's why they put it into there. You can also replace that with corn, which is a very classic element to the vegan broth. And yeah, you can play with the broth and just have fun.
If you're not a fan of bitter melon, don't even bother and make it. Because
a lot of people are not like fan of bitter melon.
If you're not a fan, don't make it because it is very bitter melon-y forward. Like you,
it's very bitter.
Yeah, you're not hiding it anywhere with the tofu and the mushrooms. What else are you gonna make? That's it?
That's kind of it. Yeah. Maybe I'm going to make some pickles. But yeah, that's pretty much it.
And then you're going to have like the frozen egg roll. And
yes, I'm going to have frozen egg rolls and hackau in my fridge just to, you know, in case. I usually don't eat that.
Yeah.
What are you gonna make?
I'm gonna make vegan pho and vegan rice noodle kind of soup. I only had the bamboo soup once in my life. vegan or not, and I liked it, but I was not like a big fan. But I just happened to have some dried bamboo shoot with me, and I really needed to use it up because it's been like 2 years. I guess you can keep it for your a lifetime and pass it to your grandchildren, but who knows? just use it up. I'm just trying to use it up, and I, cause like normally I don't eat Vietnamese food, cause my type of cooking is kind of like element cooking, so I don't cook the whole dish. I just prep the veggies, so a lot of the time I just eat some kind of like vegetable with rice and tofu, or like some kind of a mixed salad with hummus and bread or something like that. So I don't eat a lot of Vietnamese food. So I'm just gonna take this lonely Tet holiday to make Vietnamese food that I miss. And yeah, I'm gonna make pho. I have made vegan pho I think like 3 times already, and I really like it. It's not super fatty because obviously we don't have the fat from the beef, but it's very light, and I feel like you can taste the spices more because there's a lot of the time with like beef pho, you could only taste the fattiness of the beef. So yeah, you can take the spices more with the veggie broth, and yeah, I'm just gonna make 2 dishes, and I'm gonna make some kind of dessert. So I'm debating between a pumpkin pie, which is so not Vietnamese, but it was really good. I made it during, I think, Thanksgiving. I just made like a mini pumpkin pie for myself, and it was so good. It tastes like the flan caramel, but with a hint of pumpkin. The texture is like that, and the sweetness, and yeah, it's very like a pumpkin flan caramel. If you're eating it without a crust, but with the crust, it's really, it gives a nice crunch. Lovely. I might make that, or I'm gonna go Vietnamese and make some kind of like, I don't know, Vietnamese dessert, some kind of gao with coconut milk and taro and sugar.
Yeah, that's jie huai mong, right? Which is like really basic. I think it's really easy to make, but only when you have all the ingredients.
It's very easy. You can find the ingredients of like Asian markets here, and it's only like a couple ingredients, like coconut milk, taro, some kind of.
Oh yeah, that's kind of it. What do you need? So you have tapioca. Like balls or something,
taro, sugar.
That's some kind of like glutinous rice, sticky rice.
Yeah, sticky rice.
Yeah, that's it.
You throw everything in the pot and simmer it until it's cooked, and that's it. But it's really good. I really like it. It's actually, you know, I might actually make it. It's a dessert that you can either have cold or hot.
I prefer cold.
Yeah.
But the hot one's actually really good as well.
But hot.
I was about to say, like, you can make, like, jie jiui, which is banana jie. But, like, you have to have, like, the Vietnamese bananas, which is, I don't know.
I think that kind, it's starchier, so when you cook it, it wouldn't just fall apart.
The
banana that we have here in the mix would be too soft.
So, like, for people who don't know, so in Vietnam, we have like a lot of kind of bananas. So we have the standard, like chuya, which is like the normal bananas that you can get anywhere in the world. And then you also have
banana.
Yes,
the red banana, I think.
What?
many
Like,
kinds of bananas, and you
yeah.
can tell the Vietnamese people are bananas.
Oh, I think, I actually learned this in my anthropology class. So bananas are actually native to East Asian, Southeast
Ooh.
Asian. So
That
the
explains.
variety, yeah, so the varieties that we have here kind of explains, the origin of bananas.
Ooh, cool. Oh, speaking of banana, there's a, like the banana blossom salad.
Yeah.
I really like it. Maybe I'll make that, but if only I can find banana blossom, which I probably wouldn't.
I don't know, but isn't it like really expensive?
I think so. I may,
And
I might
like
do that.
you have to like be a little bit careful because like if you buy one blossom, just one flower,
Yeah.
it might not be enough because
Right.
it will shrink down a lot.
Oh yeah, that's true. Maybe I will not do that. I would also have like frozen vegan egg roll and frozen
Of
dumpling.
course.
Of course. You know what?
You can
Fun.
make it Vietnamese. Like you can eat it, with like some sort of lettuce and herbs and some like sauce and it's a very Vietnamese thing to eat,
Yeah,
I
like a
think.
cabbage slaw, but with Vietnamese kind of dressing instead of mayonnaise. I hate mayonnaise. Oh my God. Worst thing on the world.
I think that like, you're the only one I know that really hates mayo because mayo is fine. I don't have anything against mayo,
I have
but
everything against it. The texture, weird.
mayo
The
is
taste,
fine. Okay,
weird.
the texture is just like any other sauce. Like it's just the same texture, I
No,
think.
it's floppy and sticky and
Okay, so
like
what about okay,
pudding, but savory.
what about hoisin sauce? Hoisin sauce is so good, stuff like
Yeah,
that.
but you don't eat hoisin sauce, like you dip things into it. Hoisin sauce, you put it in pho and you dissolve it with the broth.
Yeah, but like, okay, like no, but like it's forcing you to dip things in mayo. You can just spread it on banh mi and like eat it. It's not like
Anyway, I'm not a
dipping.
fan. But you don't have to have mayo on Ted Holiday, so that's not a problem. Or I think what you can also do is, I don't know if you have this in Vietnam, but you know the bao buns, but instead of the buns, it has kind of like a sandwich. So you
What are
put
you
things
saying,
filling
bao
it.
bun? What the hell is that? Is that English or Vietnamese?
It's not Viet, it's English, dude.
What
Sorry.
is bao bun? Bao bun?
Bao bun.
Bao
You don't
bun?
know it?
I have no idea.
It's bun, but it's bao. It's like bun bao, but instead of bun, you say
Wait, so
in English.
is it the same as bun
Yeah.
bao? Wait, is that really how you say it in English? Bao
Yeah.
bun?
Yeah, bao bao.
Wow, okay. That's
Oh my God.
interesting. Never know.
English.
Okay.
But
That's like the
anyway,
word of the
yeah, like you
day.
know, you probably don't know it. It's a bao buns, but instead of the whole the bun, it would be like kind of like a sandwich. It would look like a taco, and you
Oh
would put
yeah, I actually had
filling
a
by the taco. So I think like something like a hoisin.
Okay, I actually had seen that, and I remember I actually had that, but I think I seen that eating with like duck meat or something. Oh yeah, I remember I actually had that with duck meat when I was not vegan.
Yeah,
Back when I
so
was
you
not
can do
vegan.
that instead of duck, you can do like the hoisin tofu or tempeh or eggplant. Even I saw people do that with eggplant because
Oh, I
eggplant is
think
kind of
that
vegan.
is how, Chinese people eat their duck meat. They put it in that
Yeah,
some sort of bun and
it's
then
kind of like a
with like
taco.
scallion, I think.
Yeah, with scallion, and you will have like a pickle that is
Yeah.
or cucumber is similar to the pinto that you would make with banh mi.
Yeah, okay.
You would have that with like, sriracha, hoisin sauce.
That sounds very Chinese to me.
Yeah, but it's really good. Mm-hmm. So, if you can't find the frozen bao buns in the supermarket, which they have it here in the Asian market, you can just cook up random things and put it in the bun and make it look very festive and call it a day.
Okay. Yeah, I think it'll work. But like, mm-hmm. I just don't understand, like, why would you do that instead of banh mi? Like, banh mi is, like, so easier. Like, so easier to do.
I guess because, like banh mi is not very festive, you know? It doesn't...
Oh, yeah, it's too casual, I think.
Yeah, it's too casual. We have it for breakfast.
Oh, you're totally right. Yeah, that would not work. Like, that's too casual.
Like, with, like, the bao bun, you can put it on the platter, and it looks pretty. And
oh,
looks
yeah.
And stuff, so.
Yeah, I can imagine that.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. What else can you do?
Yeah.
What else can you do? Are you planning on, you know, sharing your food with your housemates? Because they're also Vietnamese.
That's going to be awkward, huh? Because I don't know about you, but I have this kind of feeling that people are prejudiced towards vegan food. Like, they would be like,
I'm talking about the tea. I'm talking about, like, the dessert. I'm not talking about the vegan pho. I was thinking, like, you should just eat it by yourself.
And yeah, because I made that whole shit.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna eat that whole shit. No question asked.
But like, for example, like tea, quite more so taro tea.
I'm not sure if I'm gonna.
You would have to make like a big batch of it because like who does like a small batch of tea? Like nobody does that.
I don't know, but I might not do it. I'm not 100% sure if I'm gonna do it or not. I might just buy it from the store because I see it in the Vietnamese supermarket here.
Uh-huh.
Might not be bothered and make the whole thing.
Mm.
But I don't know. I just don't feel like it because, you know, we don't get along. And
okay.
I don't know.
We're going to talk about that for another day. That's like, like very hot tea for another day. And, you know, maybe after the third holiday, because, you know, we all, you know, on this channel, we all about, you know, being healthy, not just in our body, but also in our mind.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think talking about toxic people would be
right.
A good way to start our first episode of 2021.
Yeah.
So we're gonna leave that for maybe March.
Wow. Well, you're already setting this up. Okay. Cool. Maybe March. Yeah. But
okay.
We'll start 2020 on a not so positive, but also quite positive because we have good food. Ted holiday. If you're still getting lucky money, I hope that you will get lots of lucky money. But you probably wouldn't because of COVID. So,
why
make good food? And
what does that have to do with not getting money?
Because people don't have money to give you anymore. Because COVID, you know, people don't earn as much, and they're gonna be like,
okay, that makes sense. I'm so dumb. So sorry.
Yeah. You're in your little bubble. You gotta get out there and see people suffer with COVID. Come on.
Like I'm literally just in my room. All day.
You're just like rotting there. But that's kinda me too. But anyway. Yeah. Lucky money. I'm not getting any of that anymore. So I guess I'm not lucky anymore.
Okay, so are there any recommendations that you want to give our audience of two people?
I think we will link. I will find the recipes that I'm going to use and we will link it in the show notes.
Right. I will definitely link some vegan Vietnamese recipes
and I think
down below.
the Viet vegan because she has many vegan Vietnamese dishes that we talk about. I think she has a recipe for bitter melon soup. I think she has a
Oh
recipe.
yeah, you know what? I'm just gonna link her recipe down below because it's so. Yeah, I readdress her recipe. I actually did not try her recipe for that dish in particular, but you know, I consult her recipe for, jung, which is like egg loaf. Well, it's vegan, and I didn't do like exactly what she did, but I consulted the her recipe, and it turned out pretty good. So yeah.
I'm probably gonna use her vegan pho recipe, and that's just all things Vietnamese stuff. And I think she has a recipe for the braised pork, the vegan dish.
Really?
Yeah, I think she has.
Oh, I don't remember that.
Yeah, I'm not sure, but we're just gonna link it.
Down Wait, doesn't she also have like a recipe for like some sort of tea?
Yeah, like dessert.
Oh yeah, I think she has a recipe for jiaxing, which is lotus seed jia. It's like soup. It's super easy, but apparently it's really good for your health, and people usually have it just when you feel like unwell. Yeah. So yeah, definitely gonna check her out. No, not check her. Link her down below, and you should definitely check her out. And what else? We wish you a happy new year.
Survive.
We wish of your hole. Well, where? That's so bad. That's like really bad.
You're
whatever.
So bad at like puns and stuff.
Yeah, like I should be banned from this.
Yeah, you don't do that. I'm just pretending like it never happened. Or you can edit it out yourself.
Yeah, we're gonna edit it out. It's so bad. Okay, so bye guys. Have a great holiday.
Survive that holiday and please come back to us and listen to the next episode, which we don't have a plan for yet. But I hope you survive that holiday. Bye.
Bye.